Dandelion, we have Amir Kak, Glenn Shepherd from Paulsville. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I hear that you have quite a few concerns that you would like to speak about. Can you give our audience some information about this?
Sure. I guess it goes back to some time ago, like this early 2000, when I say we have negotiated with the RCMP, the Department of Justice, at the time in St. John's for full-time policing. And the Minister of Justice, I can remember meeting with the Minister of Justice, Kelvin Parsons, at the time. We never ended up getting full-time policing in Paulsville. What happened, it was, a letter or contract written by the former minister at the time, as of June the 9th, 2011, stating that the RCMP would be in Paulsville 20 days per month, depending on availability of resources. When somebody is sick or on leave, well, if it can't be done or if weather was a problem, that's totally understandable. That agreement, I think, is like worked very well until, my guess is, just a few months ago. We've started to notice here in Paulsville that we don't have the presence of police. I was into the airport December the 17th, 2018. The two police officers that were here doing their regular patrol for their period of time was going out for the Christmas, New Year's holidays. I spoke to them there at the airstrip and they said they would be back January the 14th, 2019. So I happened to be going out Goose Bay on a medical flight on the 14th of January. I was at the airport here in Paulsville and I was speaking with different people, and I spoke to the agent of the airline there at the time, and I asked the question, was your sked flight in this afternoon? And the answer was yes. And I said, did the RCMP get off the flight? I said, they're supposed to be back today. And the answer was no. And then a few minutes later, I heard that they won't be in town until February, or a month's time. So I started to contact the RCMP department in Goose Bay. I was in contact with Sandy Gowdy, to my knowledge, who was responsible for policing on the North Coast, or the police officers. Also, Rick Mills, who usually is in charge of when there's two police officers in Paulsville, he's usually the contact. So I started to send messages January 14th, asking, all I was asking for was a confirmed date when the police would be back into Paulsville for a regular police patrol. And the answer I got was, at the time, was no, we cannot give you a confirmed date due to, I guess, unforeseen circumstances or a heavier workload in other parts of the province. The lack of resources right now, we can't promise you a scheduled date when we'll be back in Paulsville. So I kept it up. I had a chat with Randy Edmonds, the MHA, and I've been sending messages off, and I did have a telephone meeting, if you want to call it that, with DMP Yvonne Jones about the situation. And right now, as I'm sitting here in my office on February the 5th, I was just going through my head just now. This is the 49th day since we've seen a police officer on the ground in Paulsville. In saying that, I did a CBC Labrador Morning interview on January the 28th, I think, if I'm correct, about the same issue. I did read a response from the RCMP. There was no signature to the response, and basically what the response read was, what we see on the ground in Paulsville now, that's what we can expect for the next couple of months. So it's February the 5th. I've sent off an email as recent as yesterday, and the response I got was much the same. We cannot confirm a date on what we will be back into your community. In their response, in the RCMP's response, they mentioned that Paulsville has a low number of calls per year related to crime or anything, domestic disputes, any kind of problems related that the RCMP is required. I think I have sort of an answer for that. Being living in the community and know the community and the people, people is reluctant to call with a complaint to the RCMP when they're in town if there's not full-time policing here. And that, having said that, you know, a person might call in tomorrow with a complaint here to the police, and 2 days later the police might be out of town on their time out for 10 or 12 whatever days out of town, and in that period there's individuals have the fear of retaliation from the person they called in on. So if we had full-time policing here, I'm almost sure the numbers that they're getting now would probably quadruple. Also, in our local clinic here in Paulsville, we have just a one nurse. Basically, she's on call 24/7. She don't have no type of security. If she get a call, somebody's sick at 1 a.m. in the morning or 4 a.m., she has no security there whatsoever. And there's times, not very often, but there are times that people have to be escorted to the hospital by an RCMP officer, whether it's under the influence or some other nature of sickness. But that do happen, and you know, we just have to face reality and say, yes, we need the police in town. It went from 20 days per month, it's gone to, and I gotta say, it's gone to 0 days per month, and cannot get a confirmed date when they will be back in town. And this is a concern of the community, and when there's a concern of the community, I will bring it forward and do whatever I can here. As far as I'm concerned, one call to a police in a town is one too many. So we don't have the, I guess, luxury or privilege as other communities with full-time policing. We're here just with our fingers crossed, hoping that nothing major take place. It's one of Postville's busiest time of the year. We have our snowmobile trail open now from Northwest River, and you know, connects into Goose Bay and out to Postville here. And as I speak, our groomer's on the go as of this morning, starting to going to prepare to groom the trail. But there have been skidoos on the go as early as mid to late December. So it's a busy time for us here in the community. And you know, usually when the RCMP is in town, they take the responsibility of, I guess, monitoring or administering the ground search and rescue team when the need is there. So there are things there that we really see a need that we need a police in the community for. Not a police, but two police officers. And I'm continuing to fight. Whatever options I have or whatever availability of airtime I can get, well, I'll certainly put it out there that this is not acceptable for the community of Postville. Regardless what's coming from the Department of Justice, it's not acceptable. I'll just give an example. What if Health Labrador said, oh, there's not too many people that's being sick in Postville, so we're not going to have a nurse posted in Postville at the clinic? Now, that wouldn't make one bit of sense. So it's the same situation in the case of the RCMP that, yeah, just because there's the calls are less than other communities or towns, that doesn't mean the need is not here. I'm sitting here in my office. I'm on the UCOC for Postville, and I thank the people for their support in the community. And I tell you, there is a need for police officers to be in Postville.
So, Glenn, for doing this interview, what would you want to see happen?
Well, I think the least that I would request to Department of Justice, and I'd love to sit down in front of the minister and present my case or our case, the community's case. At least I would like to see, let us get back on track here. Let us get back to the promises of the signed letter by Felix Collins at the time of June the 9th, 2011. There has not been no renewed contract. There has not been no new letter signed by anyone from the Department of Justice other than what I'm holding in my hand today, dated June the 9th, 2011, stating in black and white that members of the RCMP would be in your community for 20 days a month, and it would be fairly recognized at the time, due to weather conditions and unforeseen circumstances, that they might not be able to spend 20 days. So all I'm asking is let us get back on track here. Let us have what we once had a few months ago. You know, as the longer this continues with no police in town, each day you hear different scenarios or different reasons why they're not in town. I'm hearing that, yeah, maybe it's related to your budgeting problem. Maybe it's related to their home here that they're renting. We don't know. The only answer I'm getting is that we cannot confirm with you at this time the date that we'll be in town. Other than that, there's no real reason. They keep saying that, yeah, the workload in the other areas of the province is more, I guess, in dire need of police officers than Postville. But, you know, does that mean that we have to suffer? We're not connected by road. Places on the island that, yeah, small communities like Postville, they're connected by road, and the police officer is probably 20 minutes, half hour away. We do have access to snowmobile trails to McCovey, and the RCMP could get in from out there, providing that the weather is suitable. Could be a blizzard on the go, and there's a situation here. What then? Flights can't get in, skidoos can't move. What do you do? So we're in a situation of, I'm going to say, I grew up here all my life. I'm going to say that we were patrolled by police better out of Hopedale, Labrador, or Hopedale, Nanatsio now, way back when, by a speedboat named called the Boston Whaler. I can remember those days, the police officers coming during the summer months, fall, spring, summer, and fall, in that boat, visiting, doing patrols here. Also in the wintertime, as soon as the ice was formed, they would be coming up doing regular patrols to Post. police officer in town. I think that's pretty unacceptable. And I will not stand still. I will not be quiet. On behalf of my community, I will do whatever I can to get this service back where it should be.
That was a lot of good information, Glenn.
Yes, and I thank you for the time. Not every day we get the time to voice our concerns, but, you know, when I do, I sympathize with my community. You know, there's those out there that say, yeah, well, the police don't do nothing anyway while they're in town. Well, that's not the point. My point is live up to the commitment that's stated on the contract and the signed letter by the minister. That's all I'm asking for. And I don't think that's too much to ask for this day and age.
Mm-hmm. So would you like to add anything else, Glenn?
No, other than, again, I'd like to thank you for your time. And I just like to want people in my community to know. I know people do listen to the OK Society. I want the people in Postville to know that, yes, I'm behind closed doors in my office, probably wondering what I'm doing. Believe me, I'm doing everything in my power to get this service back into town where it once was.
Okay. Thank you, Glenn, and I hope you have a good day, and I hope this gets resolved for your community soon.
Yes, and thank you for your time once again, and you and the OK Society have a good day as well.
Okay. Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.